This Augusta Golf Show podcast is brought to you by Gerald Jones Audi. Inspire design, where emotion takes shape. 4022 Washington Road in Martinez.
Here at Audi, we have some good news to share with the world. Unfortunately, our good news is bad news for our competition. So to soften the blow, we brought in the very best at delivering bad news. Someone's mom.
The Audi A4 is the biggest, fastest, most fuel-efficient car in its class. Oh, honey, I know it's hard to hear, but it'll be okay.
I'm David Jones, inviting you to test drive an impressive new Audi A4 Premium today at Gerald Jones Audi, 4022 Washington Road in Martinez, or visit us on the web at GeraldJonesAudi.com. Audi. Truth in engineering.
Peter Kessler is a golf historian. He has worked at Golf Channel, PGA Tour Network, and he's got the number one podcast in the game of golf, The Peter Kessler Show. It's available at revolutiongolf.com. It's a pleasure to welcome Peter Kessler, and I did the math, for the 36th time back to the Augusta Golf Show. Hello, Peter.
36. That means we played 18 a couple of times. Sounds good, buddy.
How you been?
I'm doing fine. It's nice to hear your voice again. And I tell you, watching the PGA Championship this weekend, if they showed one more commercial, I vowed to never watch golf on TV again.
You know, they took social media blistered CBS for that during the tournament. Somebody even saying they must be making up for their Masters coverage with all the commercials in the PGA.
It was extremely unpleasant. I mean, it was like watching a regular tour event that they cram as many commercials into. They hardly showed any shots live. I thought, all you could think about was that it was a money grab, and it was very, very uncomfortable and made for horrific viewing. It's one of the few times I wasn't able to record the telecast a couple hours, you know, into it and start watching it then, so you catch up at the end. But never again for the... I remember, too, from last year how bad the commercials were, and it's the same Rory McIlroy commercial that they made for last year's event. You know, I can sing that song, including the instruments, if you like.
Did you... It was tough. It was really tough. Did you... When you saw some golf, do you like that venue? Do you like Whistling Straits?
I think Pete Dye is one of the worst golf course architects in the history. I cannot believe the esteem that this man is held in. You know, so much of it is attributable to his folksy nature, and he's kind of a caricature of himself, and he's got himself set up as some kind of an unusual persona, but I've never played a golf course of his that I've liked except for Harbortown, which was one of his really early designs in this country, actually just about the earliest. But I've played Whistling Straits. It's unplayable for the recreational golfer. I mean, for the professional golfer, they don't see those bunkers and all that stuff. They just hit it into play. If they get into a bunker once around, it's a big deal. But for a recreational player, playing a course with 1,300 bunkers is insane. And all the bunkers are where recreational players would hit the ball. They're well off to the sides. They're not just like just off the edge of the fairway. They're way out there, and they're largely unplayable. You can't get a stance. The ball doesn't repel off of bunker walls into the center of the bunker. And I always thought that, you know, one of the ideas of a bunker was to have a bunker wall, and that the bunker wall is supposed to repel the ball back to the center so you can play it. But no such thing existed. It's all so random. I thought the course was extremely one-dimensional. You know, it was hit it as far as you can and have as little into the greens as you can. There was nothing to do with strategy. Guys are hitting 380-yard drives regularly into speed slots to carry the ball further down the fairway. I thought it was absolutely one of the worst venues. I thought that in 2010. I thought that in 2004. It's unimaginable, except, you know, it's all about money, as to why they would choose that site. I thought it looked horrible on television. It was totally one-dimensional, played like a PGA Tour event, and that's why the winner shot 20 under.
Do you, with the winner shooting 20 under, are you party to, are you on board with the guard officially changing? Have we made that transition to Jason and Jordan and Justin and Rory?
Yeah, it's complete. It's not even, you know, in transition at this point. Tiger's done. Phil's almost done. Furyk's getting older. Ernie Els is older. Vijay Singh is older. I mean, that's it. That was the previous generation. Padraig Harrington's older. I mean, those guys are basically washed up at this point. They can't play four rounds of good golf anymore. They've largely become ceremonial golfers many, many years before they should become ceremonial golfers. I'm so tired of all the Tiger speak and the process and the deactivated glutes and being in between swings and how I had total control of my golf ball today when he had no such control, or how he remembered contending in this year's Masters even though he was 9, 12, 10, and 13 shots back of the leader after each of the four rounds. I'm pleased by the transition. This is a nicer group of guys overall. I mean, Ernie Els is a terrific guy. Phil could be a terrific guy, even though he could be prickly. But Tiger was horrible for establishing a persona for the tour, that hard image, the not talking to anybody, the over-reliance on pretending to be concentrating when he was merely thinking in between shots. I don't miss any of that. I miss his golf, and I don't think Rory, and I don't think Justin Thomas, and I don't think Jordan Spieth are even on the same planet as the golf that Tiger played. It's not even close. He was much, much, much better than these guys are today. Much, much more consistent. Much better of a closer. And I miss that because the golf isn't as good today, but certainly the transition has taken place. And, you know, you got Brooks Koepka and Lahiri from India all of a sudden showing up from nowhere, and Tony Finau, and Dustin Johnson's one of the older guys, and Justin Rose is basically, coming to a point in his career when it's late. Zach Johnson is 39, so yes, this is definitely a 20-something game now.
We're speaking with Peter Kessler, host of the Peter Kessler Show. It's available online, revolutiongolf.com, talking about Tiger. Do you think if we look back at Tiger's legacy, one of the things for which he can be credited is that this generation of golfer, this young player, shows no fear, and they expect to win majors early in their careers?
You know, some of them are too young. I mean, Jordan Spieth's 22. Tiger played his last best golf 10 years ago. So Jordan saw it, when he was, 8 to 12 years old. I don't know how memorable that is. You know, when you're, Justin Thomas is 22. How much can he really remember of Tiger's golden years, and how many years have passed since then? Tiger last won an important tournament in 08. We're getting close to 10 years ago. So, I don't really buy that it's the Tiger influence at this group. I buy the Tiger influence at sort of 25 to 35 years old. I think, Dustin Johnson with his power, those kinds of guys. But I think these guys are in many ways too young to have appreciated what Tiger did. They certainly weren't watching TV when Tiger was at his very best in 2000 and 2001. I mean, Jordan Spieth was 7. How much was he learning at 7 from watching Tiger on TV? Not that much. He was probably just as interested in doing other things or hitting golf balls on his own. Same with Justin Thomas and Justin Finau and Brooks Koepka, who's a little bit older, so he may remember some of the golden stuff. But he certainly set a standard, and he certainly set scoring records. And there's video of the great things that he's done, and there's video of that shot he hit at the Canadian Open, and there's video of him winning the 2000 Open, the U.S. Open at Pebble Beach by 15 shots and by 8 that same summer at the Old Course, and then later that summer knocking off Bob May, where they both shot 31 on the back nine, and then Tiger birdies 2 of the 3 playoff holes. So that stuff's available for people to see, and you can watch it on YouTube now. But, so that's certainly an influence. But I think a lot of it has to do with the equipment. It's completely out of control. I mean, Bubba Watson hitting a 406-yard par 4 in one swing. Justin Day regularly hitting drives of between 350 and 390 yards. I mean, it's rendering these courses obsolete. They're hitting short irons into par 5s. The par 4s are all over 500 yards. The game has changed completely. The ball's gotten away from us. The shaft has gotten away from us. The construction of the head has gotten away from us. from us, and it's not a game with which anybody's really familiar. When you see a guy hit at 350 and then hit a 7-iron from 205, nobody can identify with that. The recreational players certainly can. I mean, it used to be the case that a 300 drive was a really big deal. Now it's commonplace. Even Jordan Spieth, who's not a long hitter, hits the ball 300 yards. So I think the equipment and what it's able to do has turned these guys into the bomb and gouge group. But the ball doesn't curve as much for great players, so they can swing as hard as they want, like Justin Day. I mean, there's no hold back in that swing. He's trying to kill the ball. He's balanced. He's certainly balanced, and his tempo and his balance are fantastic. But, you know, the speed with which they go at the ball, there's absolutely no hold back because there's no fear that they're going to cut or hook the golf ball, except maybe once or twice a round. I mean, Justin Day in his final round killed every single drive to the point where Justin Spieth was turning around and saying, "Holy cow," in other words. And he couldn't believe what Jason Day was up to, and said it was the best he ever saw Jason play because he didn't hit any of those shots into trouble. And most of the guys weren't in trouble. You saw a guy in a bunker once or twice around max. They were able to play the shot, or if they couldn't play the shot, they took their bogey and got out of there. But I think it's largely the equipment at this point for the youngest players.
He is Peter Kessler, host of the Peter Kessler Show. It's available at revolutiongolf.com. We always catch up with him, get his perspective after a major championship and the large golf events. I appreciate, as always, the time, Peter. Thanks so much. We'll talk again soon.
It's great to hear your voice, and I wish you all good things and health and happiness and prosperity, my friend.